Lenten Day 25, Thursday, April 4th. More thoughts on almsgiving. Jesus taught that almsgiving is for God to see, not to be seen by others by showing off. Those giving to less fortunate out of their love for God are not to ostentatiously publicize it for the purpose of drawing attention to themselves. Look at what the saintly contemporary orator Bishop Nikolai Vilimirovich, who is known as the New Chrysostom, writes: "A certain man in Constantinople was always merciful. Walking along the streets of the city, he would press his gift into his hands of the poor and hurry onward so he would not hear their gratitude or be recognized. When a friend asked how he had become so merciful, he replied, 'Once in a church, I heard a priest say that whoever gives to the poor gives into the hands of Christ himself. I didn't believe it, for I thought, how can this be when Christ is in heaven? However, I was on my way home one day and saw a poor man begging, and the face of Christ shone above his head. Just then a passerby gave the beggar a piece of bread, and I saw the Lord extend his hand, take the bread, and bless the donor. From then on, I have always seen Christ's face shining above beggars. Therefore, I perform as much charity as I can.'" Saint Nikolai strongly makes the point that there can be no true Christian spirituality without almsgiving. So Nikolai also adds this: similar things happen in almsgiving and in Holy Communion. In communion, we receive the living Lord Christ himself in the form of bread and wine. In almsgiving, we give to the living Lord Christ himself in the form of the poor and needy. Christ is amongst us. He is and always shall be.